The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hello, everyone. Start your day the Torah way, 23rd of Nisan, Friday, 17th of April, Rabbi Yaakov ben Zaken here for you, transporting the Aron, the Haftarah of Shabbos Shmini, of Parshat Shmini. Welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure and a honor to be with you today, this morning, and to share with you a little bit about the Haftarah, the Parsha. And the Haftarah are quite connected, and it's not difficult to see the connection. The Parsha Shmini, introduces us to the problem or to the event of the death of Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aharon HaKohen, behakrivam esh zara asher lo tziva otam, as they brought in an esh zara, a foreign fire, a foreign offering, which they were not commanded to bring. So, despite the fact that we're talking about Shmini is Shmini LaMiluim, we're talking about the inauguration of the Mishkan, and at the inauguration of the Mishkan, there's tremendous happiness, there's tremendous joy. Klal Yisrael are very expectant to really see the Shechinah dwell back among them. They've really been waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show, to demonstrate that he has been appeased and he has been comforted, and somehow they've done sufficient, or at least something significant, to atone for the Chet HaEgel. And in the midst of all this celebration, the death of Nadav and Avihu really shocks them. And therefore it interrupts the joy and the pleasure and the proceedings of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Likewise, the Haftarah discusses when David HaMelech was about to bring back the Aron. And in that episode, we're going to see that there was also a tragedy that happened that struck. So just a bit of history. This is in Shmuel Bet, Perek Vav. The Sephardim and the Ashkenazim start at the beginning of the Perek. And the Chabad and Sfaradim finish quite early in the Perek, and the Ashkenazim continue much longer. The beginning of the Haftarah, so let's just recap a little bit what's happening. The Aron, this is the Aron HaKodesh, which was in the Mishkan in Shiloh, was taken by the Plishtim. As the Plishtim took the Aron, they realized that it didn't go well for them. The difficult things and bad things happened to them while they took the Aron. And therefore, they decided to return it to the Jewish people. How did they return it? They returned it in an agala, in a wagon. And as they returned it in the wagon, Klal Yisrael received it, and they received it in the wagon. Now, the question was what to do with it. And it had been sitting for a long time, and David HaMelech, as he was preparing to build, the Beit HaMikdash, he decided he wanted to bring along the Aron to Ir David. Where was the Aron at this stage? The Aron, we're going to see here. Actually, let's start with the Torah. The Torah says like this: "Vayosev od David et kol bachur beYisrael shloshim alef." David HaMelech had at his disposal the entire Jewish people. A part of the taxes that Jewish people paid was actually the service that they had to pay, as if it was army service. David HaMelech gathers 30,000 people, 30,000 men, the Bechurim veYisrael, and he takes them to transport the Aron. Now you can imagine, David HaMelech is transporting the Aron. He's going to do it with tremendous kavod, with tremendous honor, the honor that's befitting the Aron. Vayakom vayelech David, vayakom vayelech, he gets up, and obviously when he goes, he has to get up. The passage is telling us David HaMelech got up from his seat, so to speak, even though he was the king. He got up and he went and he made sure that this was happening. He brought all the people with him, Ba'alei Yehuda, le'alot misham et Aron ha'elokim, asher nikra Shem, Shem Hashem Tzvakot Yoshev HaKerubim Alav. This is the Aron that has the name of Hashem, so to speak, named after it. This is Aron HaBerit. There's machloket exactly which of the Aron this was, whether it was the Aron that contained the Shivrei Luchot or the Aron that contained the actual full Luchot. Vayarkivu et Aron ha'elokim el agala hadasha. So David HaMelech realizes we have to bring it with honor. And what does he decide? He's going to prepare an agala hadasha, an absolutely new wagon. Chas v'shalom, you should put it in something that was used for something else. And a new wagon, vayisa'uhu mibet Avinadav. The Aaron was in the house of Avinadav, asher begivah, ve'uza ve'achio b'nei Avinadav. And he get Uza and Achio, who were two sons of Avinadav. No, agim et ha'agala hadasha. They're the ones who are going to bring the agala. They're the ones who are going to actually be more involved in carrying and actually guiding the wagon that's bringing the Aaron all the way to Eir David. Vayisa'uhu mibet Avinadav asher begivah im Aron ha'elokim ve'achio holech lifnei Aron. And Achio is going ahead. So Achio is in the front. His brother is in the back. Ve'David ve'chol bet Yisrael mesachakim lifnei Hashem. And David HaMelech and the rest of the Jewish people are all mesachakim. They are joyful. They are celebrating lifnei Hashem bechol atzeb roshim with all kinds of wood instruments, b'kinorot, u'binvalim, b'tupim, u'binaneim, u'bitzalim. So this was a celebration, like it was sitting to the Aron that's being moved. So far, sounds like it's okay. However, vayavo ad goren nachon, vayishlach uza el Aron ha'elokim, vayohez bo. And they came to a place, goren nachon. The Mefarshim explained, goren nachon. Nachon seems like nachon, prepared. It sounds like it's a flat place. It's quite an okay place to run the Aron by with the wagons. Nonetheless, Uzzah goes to catch the Aron. It seems like the Aron was falling off the wagon. The wagon was falling apart. So Uzzah, so to speak, jumps and it grabs onto the Aron in his mind, preventing it from falling. And tragedy strikes. Kishametu abakar, because the bakar, the oxen, were disassociated from the wagon. Vayicharas Hashem be'uza. And the wrath of Hashem, so to speak, it lashes on Uza. Vayakehu sham ha'elokim al hashal. Because of this mistake, vayamot sham im Aron ha'elokim, and he's struck and he dies. He's killed. Vayichar le David. It's not vayichar David. Not that David got angry. Vayichar David. David became very distressed. Al asher paras Hashem peret ve'uza, because Hashem had burst, so to speak, there'd been a pirtza. Ve'uza vayikra la makom ha'u peret uza. He even named the place peret uza ad ayom hazeh, to recognize, to remember what had happened in this place. Now who was punished here? Uza was punished, and David HaMelech was punished as well. What did Uzzah do wrong? What did David HaMelech do wrong? The Mefarshim struggled here to understand. Despite the fact that David HaMelech, as we explained, brought the Aron with so much kavod, but the Pasuk says very clearly in the Chumash that when it comes to transporting the Aron, Bakatef Yisau, that it was a special job that was given to Bnei Kehat, that they had to transport the Aron Bakatef. Bakatef means on the shoulders. Not in a wagon, not pulled by animals. The Aron did not deserve to be pulled by animals in a wagon. The Aron had to be carried. So the Mefarshim are struggling here to understand. David HaMelech was punished, and rightfully so, because he transported the Aron in a way that it wasn't befitting. In as much as he thought that it was, in a sense that he gave a new wagon, etc. But why a wagon altogether? So how did David HaMelech make this mistake? And why didn't he think that they had to be taken bakatev? So the Radak here is very important. The Radak explains as follows. The Radak explains that David HaMelech, he realized that the Aron had come from the Plishtim. And when he came from the Plishtim, he came in a wagon. And nothing happened. It was okay to be transported in the wagon. Of course. I mean, they didn't have Levim to carry it, but David HaMelech saw. Perhaps this is the nature of carrying the wagon, or carrying the Aron, when the Aron is not being carried together with the rest of the kelim. Maybe that pasuk with Kazmikatef Yisrael. Maybe the Aron had to be transported in the level of kavod that it was only on the shoulders when it transported alongside all the rest of the other kelim of the Mishkan. When the Mishkan was transported in the desert. In fact, the other kelim were placed on agalot. They were placed on wagons. And they were pulled. The menorah was placed on the wagon. The shulchan was placed on the wagon. It was only the Aron that was bakatef yisrael. Only the Aron was carried on the shoulders of the Leviim. And therefore, David HaMelech understood in his mind, he understood that the kavod that was necessary for the Aron was in order to place it over and above all the other kelim. But now that the only one of the kelim that was being transported was the Aron itself, there perhaps the Aron did not need to be carried by the Leviim. And therefore, to make a wagon that was specially crafted, specially made for this, that it was new, etc., would have perhaps been sufficient. That's David HaMelech. What about Uzzah? Uzzah was punished as well. He was killed. Uzzah as well had to learn that what was Uzzah's mistake? Uzzah's mistake was, not that he was walking alongside, but when he saw that the Aron was, so to speak, was the wagon was coming apart, he should have realized that the Aron, as Chazal tell us, Aron noseh et nosav. The Aron carries itself. The Aron doesn't need to be carried. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his presence is felt in the Aron. The Luchot are there. It doesn't need Klal Yisrael to carry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to carry him, so to speak. We need to carry, we need to show and demonstrate and attempt to do our best to carry the Aron, but knowing that the Aron doesn't actually need me to carry it. And this was missed by Uzzah. And the moment that he saw that the wagon was coming apart from the oxen, he immediately, his reaction was to go and catch it. But perhaps the mistake of Uzzah would not have taken place had the Aron been carried by the Leviim. Had the Aron been carried by the Leviim, then Uzzah would have realized that the Aron is at the same level as it was in the Midbar. And it was perhaps because Uzzah saw the Aron being put in a wagon and realized this is not the same as when the Aron was taken in the desert. So to speak, the Shekhinah, the miracles, the level at which the Aron relates to us and exists is perhaps not the same. And that was in a sense due to the mistake of David HaMelech for not having asked the Leviim to carry the Aron. So this was, lichora, the understanding of the mistake that they had. And in this, Uzzah was to blame and David HaMelech was to blame. And therefore, Vayichar le David me'od. Dramatically, it distressed David tremendously because he realized deep down that in a sense that it was his mistake. That Uzzah had been punished on account of what he did. Now, what did they do with the Aron at this point? So the Aron had to be transported. So David HaMelech realized, I can't continue to bring it up. The Pasuk says like this. Vayira David et Hashem bayom hahu. David HaMelech feared Hashem on that day. Vayomer ech yavo elai Aron Hashem. How can it come to me? What do you mean, how can it come to me? Now you understood your mistake. So stop for a second. Get the Leviim now and ask the Leviim to bring it to you. So why didn't David HaMelech do so? comes along the Malbim and explains us what's the problem. There's the Malbim. Until now, David HaMelech was serving Hashem be'ahava, be'simcha, with joy, with happiness. But here, David HaMelech, after this happened, David HaMelech realized that he had come down and he had missed the mark, so to speak. He made a mistake, and therefore he couldn't anymore relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was not at a level that he was in contact, so to speak.
Kol Halashon.
And relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha and with joy, and he went down to a level which was Yirat Chet. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Vayira David et Hashem bayom ha'u. He realized now that his level of relationship with Hashem was now Yirat Chet. And vayomer, he realizes, Ech yavo elai Aron Hashem, how can the Aron come to me? The Aron can only come if I am at that level of simcha. And therefore David HaMelech says, at this point, I am not fitting to receive the Aron in my midst. So what does he do? Lo ava David lehasir elav et Aron Hashem al ir David vayatehu David bet oved edom hagitim. He realizes it has to go somewhere else. So he deviated it and he sent it to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti. Oved Edom was a righteous man, a tzaddik, and when he received the Aron, amazing things happened. Vayeshev Aron Hashem bet Oved Edom Hagiti, settled there, shlosha chodashim, 3 months. Vayvarech Hashem et Oved Edom ve'et kol beto. 3 months, and in those 3 months, incredible things happened. What happened? He had beracha et Oved Edom ve'et kol beto, all his household. Chachamim say that the beracha that Edom Hagiti received was so incredible. First in Parnasa, and secondly, he had his wife, he had 8 sons, all of them married. He says both his wife and his 8 daughters-in-law all became pregnant and gave birth to 6 children at once. By the way, it seems like they did so in 3 months. So not only was it tremendous beracha, the acceleration, and it was a tremendous abundance. It wasn't just that the amount of children, but they came and the parnasah was great and there was no concern, there was no worry whatsoever. It was tremendous, tremendous abundance. When this happened, Vayugad laMelech David lemor, Berach Hashem et bet Oved Edom ve'et kol asher lo, ba'avur Aron ha'elokim. He realized that this beracha, this exceptional beracha that had come to Edom Hagiti, had come specifically because of the presence of the Aron. At this point, Sefer Shmuel tells us, "Vayelech David vayal et Aron ha'elokim mibet Oved Edom, el David besimcha." When he realized the effect, the bracha that was provided, that had been given on account ba'avur, on the account of the Aron ha'elokim, then he was ready to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again at a level of simcha, says the Malbim, and he was ready to bring up the Aron. But this time, he was not going to make the same mistake. And we're going to see a couple of changes in the way David HaMelech brought the Aron now to Eir David. Now there's no Aron, now there's people who are carrying the Aron. David HaMelech realized, there's no wagon now. There's got to be people, there's got to be Leviim carrying the Aron. Every 6 steps that we're talking about, taking it miles to Eir David. And for those miles, every 6 steps they took, they stopped, and David HaMelech offered olot, offered korbanot, vayizach shor umri, boxes and fat animals, vedavid mecharker v'chol oz, and they started dancing, and they were dancing all the way until they brought it all the way to Yerushalayim. And here, we also don't see that the ones who are dancing, al kol am, before we said, vedavid v'chol ben Yisrael mesachakim, the word that is used before is mesachakim. Mesachakim is having fun, so to speak, but it's not such a pure fun. It's not really simcha. It's a lower, much lower level. Here is besimcha. ודוד מחרקל בכל כוחו. דוד המלך is dancing with all his might. בשני השם, ודוד חגור אפוד בד. And David is wearing a אפוד בד, a fabric, which is a simple fabric. דוד המלך is not wearing his royal garment. דוד המלך, in the second time, when they're bringing the Aaron to his house, to Eir David, is dressed like a commoner. No longer is he dressed like a king. And dressed as a commoner, David HaMelech goes down and walks together next to the Aaron and starts dancing. And he dances in a way that is almost it's incredible. Nobody could believe it. And he's dancing along with everyone else. וְדָוִד לְכֹל בֵּית יִשְׂרָאֵל מַעֲלִים אֶת אָרֹן הַשֶּׁם בִּתְּרֻעָה וּבְקֹל שׁוֹפָר. But this time, there isn't just the wooden instruments, and each one brought their own instruments. No. These were only בִּתְּרֻעָה וּבְקֹל שׁוֹפָר, trumpets, and with the voice of shofar. And this time, the music that was accompanying the Aaron was the music of the Beit HaMikdash. Was not simply everybody coming around with their own musical instruments. This was a much more dignified procession than the one before. But David HaMelech, in terms of his dancing, he was incredible. To the point that the next piece that we're going to see is going to be a little bit shocking. V'haya Aaron Hashem ba'ir David u'michal bat Shaul mishkefa ve'ad ha'halon. ותרת המלך דוד מפזז ומחרקר לפני השם ותיבז לו בליבה. And now, מיכל בת שאול, דוד המלך's wife, the daughter of שאול המלך, looks and sees דוד המלך from her window, and she sees him מפזז ומחרקר. He's dancing exuberantly לפני השם ותיבז לו בליבה. And in her heart, he didn't look right. It didn't sit well with her. He was dancing too wildly. So what happens? Vayaviu et Aron Hashem vayatigu oto bimkomo v'klip. They brought it and they put it in its place. Betoch ha'ohel asher nata lo David. David HaMelech prepared a tent, a special place for the Aron to be kept. Vaya'al David olot b'shne Hashem. He brings olot u'shlamim. He brings more korbanot. And vayichal David me'alot ha'olah v'ashlamim. When he finishes bringing all of these olot and all of the shlamim, vayivarech et ha'am, and he blesses the people, v'shem Hashem tzvakot, in the name of Hashem, and David HaMelech is satisfied, he's ecstatic, the simcha of David HaMelech is incredible. By the way, it's fascinating, the Rambam, when discussing performing mitzvot besimcha, uses this example. Rambam, in the end of Hilchot Lulav, the last halakha, halakha 15, tetvav, the Rambam writes, "Simcha shismach adam be'asiyat ha'mitzvah u'be'ahavat ha'el." The simcha, the joy that a person manifests and experiences in the performance of a mitzvah and in the love of Hashem, she'tiva ba'en, that commanded us, avodah gedolahi, tremendous service. It's difficult. It's a difficult thing to reach a proper, appropriate simcha shel mitzvah. And continues, וכל המשפיל עצמו ומקל גופו במקומות אלו הוא הגדול והמכובד העובד מאהבה. And a person who's משפיל himself, who lowers himself, and he brings his body completely under these conditions of doing a mitzvah, and does it בשמחה, הוא הגדול המכובד העובד מאהבה. He is the greatest one. If you lower yourself to demonstrate and to experience joy in the performance of a mitzvah besimcha, that's not lowering yourself. The opposite. That is the greatest level that you can reach. It's the aggrandizement of a person and the honor of a person. Hagadol ha-mechubad ha-oved me'ahava. V'chein David, melech Yisrael, amar unkaloti od mizot v'hayiti shafel be'einai, which is what's coming next. In the Haftarah. Ve'en ha-gedula ve'akavod ela lismuach lifnei Hashem. There is no greatness and no honor besides the simcha in front of Hashem. She'ne'emar ve'amelech David mefazez u'mcharker lifnei Hashem as we read. This is how the Rambam writes, how the Rambam epitomizes the simcha shel mitzvah is David HaMelech here exploding, so to speak, and expressing tremendous simcha in the performance of the mitzvah, bringing up the Aron up to Hashem. This is the tremendous expression of simcha, and this is what David HaMelech corrected about his mistake before. And this is how we understand now the Haftarah. The Haftarah basically is telling us, in the midst of the great simcha that was happening with the inauguration, or the preparation for the Beit HaMikdash was going to be built by David HaMelech's son, by Shlomo HaMelech, which, by the way, the next chapter is a conversation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Natan HaNavi and tells him, by the way, let David know that despite the fact that he has brought the Aron and that he's got everything ready to set up for the Beit HaMikdash, unfortunately, he will not have the merit to build it, but his son, Shlomo HaMelech, will build it, but it's going to be considered as if though he built it. But nonetheless, he won't physically be in the position to build it. His son, Shlomo, would build it. But he was scarred, he was marked by this negative episode. Why? We have to understand, even in the midst, we have to respect the honor of the place. What was the mistake, Nadav and Avihu? There's many, many answers. And by the way, I once heard from Rav Lev, if there's too many answers, Midrashim, too many justifications for something that happens, that means that there isn't a straightforward answer. When the Mefarshim, all in the Midrash, cite why were Nadav and Avihu killed as they were bringing this Esh Zara, so some say because they didn't have children, some say that it was because that they didn't consult with Moshe, and therefore they were Hayav Mita because they were Moreh Halacha Bifnei Rabban. Some say that they were that they had actually drank wine and they came in intoxicated, quote unquote. So when you have so many answers, obviously none of the answers is satisfying. Because there's got to be something deeper there. But in any case, what was deeper is somehow there was a mistake in the way in which we had to serve Hashem, the Simcha. And it's very difficult, as we see, the Rambam tells us, it's so hard to be Oved Hashem b'simcha, and this Avodah Gedolah Ad Me'od, so it's very easy to make mistakes when we do a Avodah Shel Simcha. But Be'ezat Hashem, we should have many, many opportunities, all of us, to be Oved Hashem b'simcha. Whenever we do a mitzvah, think about the tremendous honor, tremendous privilege that we have to perform this mitzvah. We have a couple of more minutes. I just wanted to share with you that in these days where, obviously, and I hope it goes for granted, where we're praying at our homes, we're praying without a minyan, take some time to pray a little bit longer. I know someone who actually spent an hour one day going through the Pitum HaKtoret and understanding the HaKtoret and came out with a list of questions because he analyzed it for an hour. So it's such an amazing opportunity we have to focus on the tefillah. We have more time. There's nowhere to rush to. We have so much more time to focus on our tefillah. Let's stop. Let's look at the translation. Let's really internalize what we're saying. And I want to suggest, perhaps, to have a special kavanah. Number one, we have a statement that we make in the tefillah, which if you haven't noticed, then you should pay a little bit more attention. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matmiyah yeshuot bore refuot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sprouts yeshuot, sprouts salvation, and bore refuot, and he creates healing. Amazing. Creates healing, creates vaccines, creates all kinds of ways to counteract all kinds of illnesses. So let's praise Hashem a little bit more kavanah when we say those words, so that actually Be'ezat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should manifest himself in matmiyah yeshuot bore refuot. Let's have a bit more kavanah natachonen for those people who are involved in trying to find cure for these things. And refa'enu, obviously, arechenu, the parnasa, a tremendous amount of people have been affected by parnasa, it's straight for the parnasa of all of Am Yisrael, all over the world. And then also, ala tzadikim v'ala hasidim. Unfortunately, we've had so many tragedies, so many very, very special people, so many leaders of Klal Yisrael Dan Westheim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Pinter, the Leminsker Rebbe, Rabbi Bakshi Doron, the former Chief Rabbi of Israel, so many great people, and many, many, many more. I'm sure I missed many more who have been taken away from us. But Be'ezat Hashem, let's pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu should remove this makad, this mahala from all of us. And Be'ezat Hashem, we should go back not to normal. We should go back and internalize and integrate what we've learned, what we've developed this time, Be'ezat Hashem, to serve Hashem b'simcha. I want to dedicate this shiur as well to Chaim Zelig ben Moshe Ari Halevi, Zichrono Livracha, who today is the Shloshim. And Be'ezat Hashem, so the family should have much consolation, and for refuah shlema for all of Am Yisrael and all of the world, and really to thank all of those who are fighting milchamta, this war that we have, and Be'ezat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give much beracha, revacha ve'atzlacha. Have a great day, everyone.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.